Hi, everyone. It's Roberta.
And this is Ryan. And this is the Midweek News
on Art Blog Radio. All right. So I got a book in the mail. I'm such a bibliophile. I love books. This is by a friend of mine named Chuck Patch. He's a photographer, and it's street photography. The book is called Silver Keeps, and it's mostly black and white, but some color photographs. He's been working in the darkroom since age 11, when his father had a darkroom in the house and taught him how to use it. And so many amazing photographs and he's got a very good eye. And he's a people photographer. So a lot of beautiful street scenes with people doing oddball things. And he just catches them, which is what street photography is all about. So I want to highly recommend that. I'll put a link to the book. And it came from this Italian publisher called EyeShot, EYESHOT, all together, one word. I don't know exactly where in Italy they are. I think maybe Milano, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it came in this surprising and very swanky, stylish way. It came vacuum sealed in a silver package that had one of the big images from the book, one of the really standout images, black and white, on the shrink wrap packaging.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, with a Ziploc kind of closure.
That is pretty swanky.
That is very swanky. I mean, that would not be American design. I'm going to say that's Italian design.
Yes.
Very, very nice. Anyway, the book is available now, I believe. I got mine on pre-order. I think it's a limited edition, but there may still be copies available. We'll research that and put that in the post. Next, I want to say I saw two live events. One was... last night I went to Taller Puerto Rico. They had a panel discussion with four artists who are in their current show. Their current show is Shifting Realities, and it's about being an immigrant, very topical at this point, and a lot of really good work. The panel was Marta Sanchez, one of Art Blog's favorite artists, Kukuli Velarde, who is an amazing Peruvian-born American citizen now, artist, ceramic and painting. Eugenio Salas, I was not familiar with him, but he does community projects where he gets people together and, you know, talk about things, and it sounded like really good stuff. And Silvana Cardell, who is from Argentina and living in Philly now and makes videos. So there was a lot of talk about home and displacement. They're all voluntarily here in the country, so they didn't, you know, seek shelter from gangs or any of that kind of thing. But the commonality seemed to be feeling like they don't have a home, like they go back to their home country and they don't feel exactly like it's their home anymore. And yet they don't really feel like this is their home either. I thought that was so poignant and interesting. And also they were all they have a mission. Each one of these artists was sort of mission driven. So, you know, the community organizer kind of person, the video artist who made a very pointed video about crossing the border, where she had people leaping through an opening in two tables, like those folding tables, those huge things that are utilitarian. She had them opening and people would jump through the opening and then closing again. And, you know, a parade of people jumping through like they're jumping across the border. It was quite well done, very pointed. Anyway, the show is lovely. It's up until May 17th, and they recorded the panel discussion. So if it's online, we'll put that link in. Then last week, I sent out a note to a buddy of mine, Ken Lum, who's in the Fine Arts Department at Penn, the head of, you know, fine arts, said, "How you doing?" basically. And he said he's been painting. Now, Ken is mostly known as a conceptual artist. He's done a lot of multi-materials. I mean, he uses any material at hand to make what he wants to make, like signs, you know, in shopping strip malls that, Asian, a lot of Asian restaurants and whatnot are in. He's made them. There was one that was in the Whitney Biennial a few years ago. So he's really well known, very good artist. You should look him up. He's painting, and what he's painting are these pictures of, I can show you, and we'll put a picture in the post. It's language. So language sort of disintegrating. Can you see? He's only made four of them, and a couple are already sold, and they're large. They're 6 foot by 6 foot, and they're on birch plywood. Really nice, like 15 coats of paint, all not masked out, all by hand, very painstakingly put together. He's all, it's conceptual painting, but beautiful. Anyway, that was lovely to see him. And I met him at the gallery at Haverford College, which is where the paintings were, in a group show that a class from Haverford College had curated. So they had gone, the students, to Ken's studio and picked out what they wanted from all the stuff that was available. And these were hot off the, you know, canvas, so they just picked them and put them in the show. And now they're going off to a gallery. The show is closed at this point, but I have to find out what gallery it is that it's going to be shown in and put that link in too. So those are great to go out and actually see some art. As someone who spends a lot of time on the computer and not looking at art as through the computer, mediated, which is a different kind of experience, it was great to see those, the panel discussion and the show and Ken Lum's stuff. That's my report. On to you, Ryan.
I have four today that I will want to mention. First one is coming up May 7th through the 10th at the Philadelphia Independent Film Festival. There's a lot of different shows that are happening, and a lot of those are shorts as well, so you get to see multiple films in one showing. So that's a lot of fun, and we'll have links to that, and the schedule is up and active. First Friday is coming up shortly. Not this week, but coming up. Science History Institute has 80s nights, which I thought looked really funny.
80s nights?
That's what I thought, yeah. It's like a throwback nostalgia for 40 plus years ago or whatever.
But science. Science in the 80s? Let's roll back the clock.
So it's going to be like Sony Walkmans and anything tech related that came out in the 80s.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. The only thing to remember about the Science History Institute is that First Friday is only open from 5 to 7. So they're on the early end of things. So if you want to see it, go there first before you hit the other ones. And that's at 315 Chestnut Street. Big Ramp has an opening coming up as well that first Saturday of May. It's from 5 to 9 at Big Ramp. It's called Air Alone from My Dream. It's another collaborative show. Looks really interesting. Big Ramp is 2024 East Westmoreland Street. And there'll be some music and an opening as well. That looks like a really interesting show as well. Big Ramp does some really interesting work. And my theater pick of the week is going to be The Return of Benjamin Lay. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Benjamin Lay, but he's the Quaker who was an early abolitionist. He was like he was called like the 4-foot firebrand or something like that. And was just
a Quaker firebrand, that kind of
yeah, he was kicked
together.
Out for a while because he was an abolitionist. And so he was early, he just was fairly relentless. Opening night is May 1st, runs through the 18th, and there are a couple talkback sessions. Looks like May 3rd is one as well. Looks really interesting. That's Quintessence Theater at the Sedgwick Theater, which is 7137 Germantown Avenue. Those are my four picks of the week.
Have something to share about this weekend. So Panda Fest Philadelphia 2025 is set to take place at Dilworth Park on April 26th and April 27th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. And it is an outdoor Asian food festival with experiential activities and tastings and market fairs. So the general admission tickets are priced $15, while the early birds tickets were $12. And the ticket includes three free gifts, one customized panda pin with Philly features, and one inflatable handbag, and one customized panda bag. So it's all for free. And it includes access to panda inflatable, 80 plus Asian street food, and Asian cultural performances. So if you're interested, just go to their website and to enjoy Asian culture at this weekend.
Very cool. Are you going to go?
Oh, well, I had class this weekend.
We have a weekend class.
Yeah.
Just kidding, a weekend class.
Yeah. So during the final.
Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday. So I wish I could go.
And then I have two things. So also on Sunday, April 27th, it's the last open streets in Center City. So there's going to be an interactive chalk mural, which sounds pretty cool. And then there's going to be live musicians. There's also going to be a double Dutch lesson that's kind of cool during it. Yeah. So I think that it should be a fun time, and it's kind of a nice thing that they close up the streets and that people are walking around. So I think definitely check that out. If I could, I would. And then second, on the subject of First Friday, the Barnes is hosting an event called, well, they're premiering Memory Futures, Desi Transcendence. So it's basically you soliloquy dance designs in collaboration with the composer Rini Raghavan, and it's blending Indian classical dance with contemporary music in honor of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And then attendees can also explore the Cecily Brown exhibit while they're there. And tickets are $35 with discounts for members and students.
Have you been to some of the open streets?
Yes, I have been. They're pretty fun.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
Are things organized, or is it just people milling around and you bring a chair and sit? And
there's some organization, like some of like the happenings that I listed. Like there's some things like that. And there's actually this Sunday also there will be a strolling stilt walker. So that's kind of fun. But I think that it's honestly just like a nice way to like be outdoors and kind of see some fun things going on.
With no cars.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the big thing, right? No mm-hmm. cars, no buses, no trucks.
Yep, exactly.
Bicycles allowed?
I think technically, because there's so many pedestrians, it's kind of a bit chaotic for that. It's not a wonderful bike route in general. Yeah. Walnut's not my through street normally.
I could go on and on, but I have two quickies.
Sure.
So Art in City Hall, mm-hmm. which is art in the glass cases on like the third and second floors in the city, right outside the council members' offices. It's celebrating 22 years this year. And Tu Nguyen, who is the curator and exhibition director for Art in City Hall, he's done over 300 exhibitions. There was a nice article in the Inquirer. It's sadly behind a paywall, so you can't really see it. But congratulations to Tu. He does a marvelous job. It's a very diverse program. Right now, the show is Life Doesn't Frighten Me Anymore, and it's organized by the Colored Girls Museum, which is in your neighborhood, yes. Germantown, which is also celebrating an anniversary. It's their 10th anniversary mm-hmm. for the Colored Girls Museum, which is really great. Congratulations to them. We'll put in some links to that. And the show is up through May 16th, so there's time to go see it. And it's City Hall, so you'll have to go through the metal detectors and all of that. But it's open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., so no weekends. There's another show I saw a week or so ago in Wallingford at the Community Arts Center. Wallingford is near Swarthmore, out that direction, Media, Swarthmore, out towards Media. 10 artists who work in landscape, either representationally or, you know, symbolically, abstract, whatever. For example, Anne Minnick was in the show, and you don't really think of Anne as a landscaper, but really her paintings are the female landscape, you know, so it fits, and marvelous work. Andrea Packard, Tish Ingersoll, Elizabeth Osborne, who I got to meet and talk with a little bit, lovely artist, retired up to Maine now from living in Philly for many, many years. But she was in town because she was in this show, which was lovely. Diane Burko, Celia Reisman, Jack Ramsdale, Anne Krinsky, John Formicola, and Richard Estell. It was a great show, beautiful space. The Wallingford Community Center has this cathedral ceiling with all kinds of wooden beams in it. Beautiful, new, it's not old, it's new space for the art. So the art looked terrific. And there's now a video on YouTube by John Thornton that you can see. So we'll put in a link to that so you can see the show. Extra, my lanyap.
Nice.
A word I learned when I was in New Orleans, lanyap. Hmm. Little something extra.
Oh.
You know, a little cherry on top.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It must be Creole. The French are Creole. Anyway, well, let's wrap it up then.
That's good. That's all I've got.
Thanks for listening, everybody. It's Roberta. Come back next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. It's Anjali.
Thank you. It's Chi.
And this is Ryan, and this has been Art Blog's Midweek News. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. And cut.
I just realize every time I say think, I like wave.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's like, who am I waving to? It just feels natural.